Hi, this is Brad Harris, host of the Legacy Mindset Podcast. Thank you for joining us. What is legacy mindset? You see, most people are trying to go from survival to success without ever thinking of the next level, which is significance or your legacy. So in this podcast, what we're going to do is we're going to go through those three levels. We're going to talk about the three mindsets to get you to that pinnacle, which is significance or your legacy. But before we get started, I'd like to ask you a favor. If you could share this podcast with either your friends or your family or post it on social media, that would be greatly appreciated. And that's how we can get the word out. Okay, great. Now let's get started. Welcome back, everyone, to the Legacy Mindset Podcast. This is Brad Harris. Great to be with you here today. It's June 1st. It is officially summer in my mind when it hits June. The weather's changing. It's getting warm. You know, we live here on a lake and you can just see all the boats out there and everybody moving around. And it's just an exciting time. Okay, so I talked about last time I was on the podcast that I'm going to be taking some posts that I do on my Facebook posts and my Instagram. Of course, you can always go to Facebook, Brad Harris, and check out what I'm talking about here, or my Instagram at Brad Harris KC and check it all out. But the question I asked on my post today, on June 1st, the post I put, it says, "And what kind of business do you plan on owning when you grow up?" And I put in there, you should ask every child this question when they are young. You know, I read a blog, and actually I copied it, and I don't know where the blog came from, because sometimes I read blogs and I read articles. I'm constantly, as you guys know, I'm constantly reading. And what it said was, is this person was talking to one of their friends. It says in this blog, it said, "So what do you want to be when you grow up?" And that's, ouch, what do you want to be? It's a terrible question, she said. It creates bad programs in our mind. I didn't realize this until I had dinner with this couple, right? During the dinner, Anna said, which was his friend, "My relative always asked me what kind of business I wanted to own when I grow up." Let me say that again. Anna said, "My relatives always asked me what kind of business I wanted to own when I grew up." See, her relatives never thought about jobs. They always thought about owning a business. Maybe we can take a tip from Anna. Instead of asking children what they want to be when they grow up, as in what kind of job, right? Maybe we can pre-program them for success by saying, "And what kind of business do you plan to own when you grow up?" And Cora hashtagged it, "Own your life." A very incredible concept. You know, I was reading another article. It was talking about the Foundation for Young Australians and Americans. And they just released a new research revealing that a 15-year-old today is likely to have up to 17 jobs across 5 different industries over the span of their life. See, this new work mindset reported at the EduTech conference also points out 7 in 10 jobs will be disruptive and transform within the next 5 to 10 years. And 60% of young people studying are preparing for traditional jobs that are unlikely to exist. Let me say that again. 60% of young people are studying or preparing for traditional jobs that are unlikely to exist. You know what the worst part is? No one's telling these students the job they're aiming for are going to be transformed. And this article says probably the most liberating thing is there's no longer a ladder. I want you to think about that. See, when you were born, you got born, you went to school, you went to more school, you went to work, you crazily climbed a ladder, you got a gold pen, you left, and you went home. you threw a caravan on the back of your car, and you know, you threw a big thing on the back of your car, maybe, and you went camping, right? And you retired, and then you died. See, now, when you're chatting to young people, you can say you can do that, or you can see your life more like a jungle gym than a ladder. Think about that. You can see your life more like a jungle gym than a ladder, where you're going to have lots of different experiences, mostly people, when you ask children that, when you ask 15 years that question, would you rather have a jungle gym or a ladder? You know what they're going to say? I'm up for the jungle gym. See, we're going to have to really look at what's happening in America today, across the world today, as in this article came from not only America, but Australia. Things are changing. Jobs that exist today, think about it. Jobs that exist today will not exist 5 to 10 years from today. So that's a thought. So maybe the next time, instead of asking a young person, what are you going to be when you grow up? He may ask them, change their whole paradigm. What kind of business are you going to do when you're going to grow up? These are concepts that I like to think about. Think about, it's a great question. What are you saying to our young children? What are we saying to people, the young people that we're around today? Remember, we go from survival to success to significance, right? And really to make a significance in this world is teaching our young people. I'm so blessed to have a grandson and a granddaughter, and of course, my two kids. And I'm really blessed to be working with my grandson in my business. And this is all the mindset. And he has a nutrition club himself. He's 17 years old. This mindset, if you put this mindset in them, they see the world at a different lens. They see the world like a jungle gym. I can do whatever I want to do. I can travel the world. I can do this. I can do that. See, open the mindset. Open it up. Fantastic thought. Have a fantastic day. Go make a legacy. Go make a legacy mindset. Bye-bye. See you next time, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And if you could think of anyone who would like to listen to this or use this, please share on your social media or text them. We would greatly appreciate that. And a final thought, there's a proverb that says, if you continually give, you will continually have. It's a perfect formula for building a significant team and a significant life. Remember, your legacy is not about what you acquire. It's about what you leave behind. Let's go have a legacy mindset.